I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I took the boat out with some buddies the other day. We decided to troll some sand flats for walleyes. We caught a lot of fish, some big ones. None of them were walleyes. I'll tell you what we were doing and what we were catching, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Took the boys out to some sand flats the other day. We put out some boards and some crankbaits looking for suspended walleyes over that sand, and we caught some fish. A lot of fish. Some really big fish. All of them were northern pike. But why were those pike there? I think the reason they were there was because there was forage. We were going over some nice big pods of forage, and you could see that these fish that were being preyed upon were in tight balls in some places and all broke up in others. And in those areas where the pods of bait fish were all broken up was where we were catching these fish. And I thought there'd be some walleyes there, but they weren't. They were northern pike. And I think the reason they were there is the water's cold. Pike like cold water, and there was plenty for them to eat. So once we realized we had some pike, we switched all of our baits over to rattle traps, the big Magnum rattle traps, reds. That was the color, and these caught a lot of big northern pike where we thought the walleyes were. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.